Jeff Lowry.
Russ Smith.
All right, Jim, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting? If so, have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
So, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We're on to item five, sidewalk damage.
Yeah, King Kendall is here. He wanted to be on the agenda, and I think Vic Russell will always come, but he's not here. So this is at his request.
Okay, Ken, would you like to
go get there or here or where?
Yeah, like, yeah. Go up that way, they can get you on tape. So.
I need your address for the record, please.
51417 Mack Court, La Pointe. This is a copy of an email that I sent to Rick and Ken Molenix just about a month ago, because on the weekend of, well, the only time we had a storm, a snowstorm in January, it was the weekend, I think, of the 11th, 12th of January, and subsequent to that, the snow plow, or the, actually it's a road grader that they use to move the snow around, did considerable damage to the sidewalk in front of my house. I called the city on Monday and was referred to talk to somebody up at the county by the name of Tom Schamberger is his name, I guess. And he does something with the road department up at the county. I'm not sure of the technical issues here involved here. I think the county owns my street and my sidewalk. However, I think the city is responsible, or I'm responsible for the maintenance of my sidewalk. I assume some point down the road that the city will inherit the ownership of our streets and sidewalk, but I don't know when that'll happen. Anyway, the damage was caused by this road grader, really unintentionally. If you've never been to Mack Court, it's kind of a weird situation with the drainage ditches and rocks and things like that, and when it's covered with snow, the operator had never been to our court before at all. And operating this kind of equipment. I have other material here that I'll bore you with if you want me to. I took the pictures, and I apologize for how grainy they may be, but it's copies of pictures that I took of the sidewalk. Prior to that day that I know of, and I think I'm pretty involved in this area, there was one crack in my sidewalk. In all of my sidewalk in front of my house. Now there's at least 12. There was never any gouges in the sidewalk in front of my house before. Now there's at least 5. It may appear in the pictures to be serious or not serious, but I'm not sure that that's relevant. The damage was done. I'm going to be held responsible, and I in turn hold the city responsible, since you're the people that hired the contractor and pay them, from what I understand. Obviously, it can't be fixed today, not in this weather, but I expect that the city will step forward and approve the payment to fix the roads, I mean my sidewalk, sometime within the next 6 months or so, whenever the weather turns permissible. The tractor, the road grader, whatever you want to call it, did more damage than just my sidewalk. And you, again, you'd have to go on a day when there's no snow covering a lot of stuff to see. But I'm not sure that that's an appropriate piece of equipment to use. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. It just a huge machine that weighs a ton or 15 tons for all I know. The gentleman operating it admitted that he had never been in our court before. He did started to do some damage to some of the drainage areas. I jumped in front of him and told him to stop that, please, because he didn't know what was underneath the snow. When he came to, and maybe it makes sense to give you another handout here relative to what goes on and what the MAC court looks like. By the way, Scott came over on Tuesday. Actually, he came by on Monday, I guess he told me. I didn't see him then, but he came by Tuesday, subsequent to my email. We discussed it. He said he'd go back and talk to Rick and get back to me. Rick and I have since then exchanged a few emails, and I guess he's still waiting to hear from Vic Russell as to, is Vic going to assume responsibility for this or not? But what you have in front of you is a diagram, homemade diagram, if you will, that shows the southern end of MAC Court. There are 48 what's called panels or sections of sidewalk on the southern end of MAC Court. And that's depicted here. These are 48 sections of sidewalk around it. The black lines, long black lines, depict the fencing and the property lines that go around that court. So if you look on the if you're looking at it this way with the this being north, this property over here with the purple, a lot of purple lines, that's my property. Okay, that's the front of my property. The purple lines indicate the number of panels that have damage to them. The yellow, I'll get to the yellow in a minute. You can see that in front of my property, there's a lot of purple. And the reason is because the gentleman operating the road grader, when he came to our end of the court, my neighbors and I, had already finished clearing snow from the yellow section. This is the street. In the middle, the circle in the middle is another drainage area. This part inside is the street. This yellow section here, we had already cleared the snow off of that area. Okay? So when he came down, he comes from this way and pushes the snow into the drainage area in the middle. He asked me if I wanted him to clear the snow from the rest of the circle. Well, sure, we did. So he proceeded to go with his, and I think he was trying to be nice. I'm not holding this guy vindictively, but what he tried to do was to not push snow back onto this area that we had already cleared. So he's taking this road grader, if you will, going in, backing up onto my sidewalk, going in, backing up onto my sidewalk, going in, backing up onto my sidewalk, going in, backing up onto my sidewalk. He did this a number of times, which resulted in all the damage. The red section, the red line in this circle, that's approximately where he was backing up onto the sidewalk. Okay, so he basically affected, in my guesstimation, about 22 of the 48 panels of this sidewalk. The green area, and Scott was there on Tuesday, Scott came back on Wednesday with Vic Russell. Vic gave me the impression that, well, you know, these are old sidewalks, it's bad weather, this stuff happens. Well, I'm here to tell you that it didn't happen until that day. I've lived there ever since this house was brand new. I've lived there 7+ years. There was no damage to this sidewalk until January the 12th. except for one crack. And if you look at the last page of your pictures of the sidewalk, I outlined and there's a red line on that last page. That, I believe, is a picture of the crack that was there before the road grader did the damage. So there was one crack that I admit, it was there when I bought the house. I don't know who put it there, and I'm not blaming anybody else for that. But the remainder of the damage to my sidewalk was caused by this road grader. Rick asked me to come and talk to you as a committee. I'm not sure what your role is in making a decision in this matter, but I'm here to tell you what happened and to ask you to accept responsibility on behalf of the city for paying for the repair. I have, if you'd like more information, I have a video which would work perfectly up here. If you want to see the video, I videotaped the entire circle. I've got more information here as to the statistics. It was suggested that, well, it's not that bad. Again, I don't know how relevant it is that it's that bad. We all know from living here that once you get a crack in the sidewalk, it isn't going to get any better. The freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing, we already have a number of issues with our street and our drainage areas on Mack Court with regard to weeds. We spend a lot of time during the summer, as I'm sure everybody does in this city, getting rid of weeds. They're growing up through the cracks in the sidewalk, they're growing up through the cracks in the street. The members of the neighbors in Mack Court over the last couple of years have spent several hundreds of dollars taking care of the Comish drainage, the drainage circles at the end of each court. We fill them in with rock, we fill them in with weed control paper or wood cloth, whatever that stuff's called. And I guess that's it, unless you have questions.
Since Vic's not here.
Well, basically, Scotland looked at it. I mean, Ken sent me the pictures, and it, like there's an example. There's one, I mean, he sent several.
No, Ken's your picture.
These are my pictures.
Yeah. I went over and looked at it. Vic went over, and Vic told me that when the spring comes, there's a few feet. There was one patch job that was there from before, it looked like. Because you can tell it's a patch job. Somebody had patched it.
Which is that section that's circled on the back page.
So it had had a patch of some type. The city never went over and patched anything. So, you know, who knows if it was a neighbor or somebody. People do a lot of things.
No, I can tell you, there was. I moved into that house. I'm the first owner. I'm the second owner at our end of the street, as far as I know. So that was done before I ever moved in 7 years ago.
But the contractor that built the subdivision might have done it.
Right.
But somehow there was a patch already, and a patch just don't, you know, do as well. But Vic said there were a few feet that he said that his man did kind of do something stupid, and, you know, he kind of drove up where he shouldn't have, and that they'll go ahead, you know, when the weather is good, and they'll look at everything and fix some, he called handles, I think, or something, but sections that need to be. I think that if the standard for needing replaced is those hairline cracks, every sidewalk in town would be replaced. And so that's not going to happen. I mean, that just isn't going to happen.
Well, okay, if you don't mind, my opinion is that it's not going to get any better.
Nope.
Scott stated that. And if I'm be held responsible, I don't see why I can't get it back to where it was before the guy did the damage.
That sidewalks crack, new sidewalks crack, new building sidewalks crack, you all know that. I mean, I think you all know that. And every crack like that is not going to be replaced. And, you know, you can decide, if we want to divert every dollar of tax dollars in town, all over town, to fix those kind of cracks, you can recommend to the council and they can divert our money there. But, you know, it's hairline cracks are what they are. If you go to Huntington Meadows, they're all that way. You know, the design standard, we've talked about it here, isn't particularly a good design standard. It's the standard that was put in. It's the standard that the contractor built it. And the city of Lapine cannot go retrofit, you know, some design standards that maybe aren't what you'd want. So I think that, that our position with Vic will be, he has to go fix the things that truly are damaged, you know, to a point that they need to be repaired. The problem with that